Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner. Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Janet Garcia and her son Ariel, 4 years old, stay with a friend a few days. The friend comes home in the afternoon and finds blood on the floor and the Garcia's gone. Washington State Police search for the mom and Todd the next day. Cops find a body. 4 year old Ariel.
Nancy Garcia told Ariel's grandmother that she had put the boy up for adoption and checked herself into rehab. Police found Garcia at a rehab facility in Ridgefield, wearing clothes with droplets of blood on them. Garcia told them Ariel fell off a bed and hit his head, after which she took him to a hospital, but left because the wait was too long. Ariel's body was discovered on the side of I-5 with 41 stab wounds.
Janet Garcia, 27, arrested on suspicion of murder. Walmart shopper Amber McCann is asked about shoplifting. Florida cops describe a suspect who walks out of a store with a full cart without paying. McCann cuts them off and says, yes, she did it. It was all a game. Cops point out it's still theft. She counters, it's really, really fun. The cop gets the last word, stating, going to jail is fun. Amber McCann, 30, now booked on grand theft. More crime and justice news after this.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in a northern Illinois city have announced that a 22-year-old man has been charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder following a crazed stabbing and beating spree that claimed the lives of 4 people in just a matter of minutes. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following the incident in Rockford, Illinois, Christian Soto is further charged with 7 counts of attempted murder and house invasion with a dangerous weapon. There were 7 people injured in the attack. According to jail and court records, Soto is being held without bond after making a brief appearance in court. At a press conference, Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara, who was visibly upset and found it difficult to hold back his tears, named the dead as 63-year-old Ramona Schupbach, 23-year-old Jacob Schupbach, 49-year-old Jay Larson, and Jenna Newcomb, who was 15. Officials say three patients were admitted to an area hospital. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd reported that the other four were treated and then released. Little information about Soto has been made public by the authorities. Redd said Soto carried out the attacks on his own and that the authorities were unsure of his motivation. Redd did reveal that Soto and Jacob Schupbach were childhood friends. According to Jay Hanley, the state's attorney for Winnebago County, Soto admitted to investigators that the two had been smoking marijuana at Schupbach's house prior to the attack. Hanley says the fatal rampage took place in a neighborhood of ranch-style homes early in the afternoon hours. Redd added that Soto's arrest happened in less than 20 minutes from the time of the first 911 call. Just days before the attacks, a teenage worker inside a Rockford Walmart was fatally stabbed. A suspect has been arrested in connection with that homicide.
Rockford is a city of about 150,000 residents, located some 90 miles northwest of Chicago. Now to Minnesota, where a teenager has received a 4-year sentence for his involvement in a St. Paul killing that caused Minneapolis police to carry out a search warrant, one that led to Amir Locke being fatally shot by a police officer. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner here again to tell us more about this case, which has brought attention to the use of no-knock warrants.
18-year-old Faisal Jamal Ali of Minneapolis previously entered a guilty plea to being an accomplice after the fact in the murder of 38-year-old Otis Elder of St. Paul during a marijuana deal on January 10, 2022. Ali was then sentenced as laid out in his plea agreement. Mekhi Camden Speed, Ali's 17-year-old cousin, shot Elder. After entering a guilty plea to aiding and abetting second-degree unintended murder during an armed robbery, Speed was sentenced to more than 16 years in prison in July of last year. On February 2, 2022, police executed search warrants at Speed's apartment building in downtown Minneapolis. 22-year-old Amir Locke, who was not mentioned in the warrants, was asleep on a couch in Speed's brother's girlfriend's separate unit when a SWAT team stormed in looking for Speed. Locke was killed by a Minneapolis police officer when the victim came out from under a blanket with a gun that his family claimed he was licensed to carry. Because Locke had pointed his gun at the officer, the prosecution decided not to press charges against the officer who shot him. According to Locke's family, body camera footage shows that he was startled awake. Since the incident, Locke's relatives have waged a campaign to ban no-knock warrants. Locke was killed while three former Minneapolis police officers were being tried in federal court in St. Paul on civil rights charges related to the death of George Floyd.
The Floyd case centered attention on the use of force by police and provoked a racial reckoning.
Thanks, John. Kenneth Reed heads home after spending time with nearby relative, but his truck breaks down. He takes off walking, trying to thumb a ride, but he never makes it home. Mississippi cops find Reed's truck abandoned and search dogs follow his scent about a mile. The trail goes dead, meaning Reed likely got in another car. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation put out a silver alert for Reed, but it turned up nothing. Family members say Reed has a medical condition that could impair his judgment. Reed, missing since February, last seen wearing a green t-shirt and black sweatpants. His family's offering a $7,000 reward for info leading to his discovery. If you know anything about Kenneth Reed, contact Nuxupee County Sheriff's 662-726-5332.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.